Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday, 7 to 8, Family Power Hour, we talk talk radio, right stream. I'm your host, Dr. Billy Eisenberg, and you can find us and on Facebook, Family Power Hour, and of course, you can call us at 347-945-7246, and...
Hi, everyone, it's Sheena Benjamin-Wise here, the family law attorney here in Pompano Beach. We're here again, crazy about this new topic that we're going to talk about tonight. It's another beautiful evening. Sorry, everybody in the north. It's 75 degrees here in South Florida, and it's beautiful, and I'm very grateful to live here.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a storm.
It's
going to
be a storm
yes,
later,
Georgia,
but we're
going to
wish that away. But
What are we talking about?
What's hot and going on tonight?
Yeah, no.
Well, our show generally is about divorce, relationships, and really
money.
Your time to talk about and share experiences and really educate each other about our life.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on?
Yeah, we're doing the good stuff in life. Divorce, trauma, pain, children, money, relationship, love, sex.
Woo!
And, of course, today we have a special guest. We're going to talk about the guest. We're talking about the weather. You know that I saw what happened in England. It's a flood. It's in southern England. And they evacuated almost 1,000 people for the house. And not tomorrow, I think Friday is going to be a lizard in New Jersey.
The
and we,
weather is just unbelievable lately.
Yeah.
It's just unprecedented what is happening around the world.
And because of the global warming, you know, it's going to be worse and worse. And the difference, one side of the world, it's flooding, and one side of the world,
it's freezing.
But that's what's happened to you this week, Sheena? What's up?
Ooh, well, my little one's going to school.
All right.
Yeah, that's a big deal for us.
Yeah.
Big deal. But, you know, we also have had the opportunity to catch up a little bit on the Olympics, and I know you have some information about that.
Yes, you know, we're talking about today, just about empowering women.
Empowering women.
So if you saw the Olympic, sushi, and it's the double gold for the two girls. One is Tina from Slovenia, and one of from Switzerland. They finish exact same time, the women downhilling skiing. Yes, it's amazing. You know, this is it's not easy, you know, that's a training all the time. So I don't know who's going to get the gold.
Isn't this a new area? This is women's skiing is new for
the Olympics? I don't think so because when it was 1991, I was in Russia and I made the women Olympic skiing.
Oh,
yes,
it's you
a skin,
did?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Maybe one of them is.
We learn
something
new every day, every week, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I don't think so because I made it was almost in 1991, so I don't think it's new. And another good deed happened in California.
There's a young lady named Lakeisha Williams who, can't believe it or not, found an envelope with $10,000.
Wow.
And with her good heart, she tried to find somebody to make sure to give it back. It wasn't hers. And she, can you believe that? You know, that's really amazing.
Yeah, she found it in the book. She didn't sign with the storage book, and she said, I want to inside the book. So, and again, it's a good deed that people say.
She knew what to do. She knew the right thing to do. So that's great.
Yeah. And I don't know, ladies, if you still two of you very young, that do you know who
I
Shirley Temple?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I love her.
And she was, she lived 10 years, she was died in sleep. She was 85. And besides, she died on February 10th. And for sure, she was really a very, a genius child with a very amazing movie. She was ambassador. Do you know that?
She was
ambassador in China. She was ambassador in Slovenia. And she was really amazing.
I gotta tell you, as a little girl, I just loved watching her because you didn't have very many examples of girls on TV, you know. And so it was really great to see her, watch her in Heidi
and dancing.
It was great.
Yeah, it's one of the movies that I still remember. She dancing on the table. She was really amazing.
Yeah.
Another very amazing story I heard driving into the office, it's two identical twins from Korea. They separated, I think it was 1 or 2 years old. One of them adapted to a family in California, and one of them adapted a family in London. And via social media, they find each other, and after 25 years, they met together. First it was they did Skype. They're really identical. Even someone asked the question, even the voice sounded the same, the answer the same. It was amazing, and I'm happy for them, you know, after 25 years they met together, and it's really amazing. So it was, you know, beside the weather, it was a really a good week.
A good week.
Yeah.
So,
How
about you? Anything exciting happening here this week?
No, my family came here, so I saw my grandson, and, you know, it was great, you know, and my grandmother, and they went back to to Brooklyn, so I feel sorry for them because here we can go to the beach and then the food is there. But it was a very very good week. And we have a very special guest today. So
for those of us who love shiny, bright things that we like to wear on our fingers and our ears and around our necks, we have a fabulous person here to really give us some hints. And for gentlemen out there who might be still looking for a little gift for Friday, we have a resource for you. So we want to introduce yourself.
Yeah, but before I go to this, this is the time I'm really sorry it's not a TV show.
Ah.
Because what she did here in our studio, in my office, it's so many jewelry. I don't know where to look. Watch tomorrow and our Facebook, and I'm going to post all the photo pictures for all the jewelry because it's amazing. And you know what? Let's try them. But who you are, dear?
Well, my name is Jackie Nadel. My company is Many Married Days, where I specialize in premier design jewelry. And my whole thank you very much for having me, and I'm excited about being here. And
how long have you been with the jewelry stuff?
About 5 years.
What brought you to
start on it?
Yeah,
this is a crazy story. I'm a graphic designer as well. I have my own business, and originally I had a fundraiser for kids in distress for my girlfriend.
Great.
So, and she then in turn had a party, and then like five other ladies said, okay, well, we're going to have a party. So I ended up going to their houses, to their party, and buying more jewelry. And then my representative, I was like, every time my birthday would come along, I would buy something from her. And finally she just said, well, Jackie, you seem to love this jewelry. Why don't you just go into this business? And I thought about it, and I thought, you know what? I think I will, and so here I am.
What do you love about your business? I mean, what part of the that you really like about, you know? Because I'm holding in my hand, and you know, look, it's amazing. Can you describe what I'm holding in my hand, Jackie?
Well, it's an open heart, and it's reversible, so you can wear it either side, one with the crystals on one side, or you can wear it with the silver on the other side.
So it's not too late. If you want to win it, just call us to 347-945-7246 and tell us why you think you should win this amazing light. It's Swarovski or just crystal?
They're Australian crystals.
What's the difference between Swarovski and the Australian crystal?
I think the price.
All right.
It shines just as much, right?
But you know, it's shine. It's look.
It's beautiful.
But let's talk about it. You know that. Do you know when the first time, long time ago, I was looking at the the history about when the first time that know that the jewelry start to just, people start to make jewelry. Do you know where?
I think we've been wearing it forever.
Yes, but it started in Africa and Kenya. And yeah, and they do for the fish snail. That's how they started in Africa and in Kenya. And then about the Egypt. Do you know what the Egypt used to like to do with the jewelry?
Hammer it down, gold.
Gold.
Don't you remember Cleopatra, pictures of Cleopatra with all the stuff around her arms and big jewelry and with
and
the
gold
collar.
Is back.
All right. So, talk about what's the difference. I mean, when you say gold is back, what do you mean about gold is back? So, you see, that's why jewelry is so important to every woman. I mean, why it's important? Because if we can mention Cleopatra. And we have Jackie Onassis, and right now, I saw that she tried. I mean, somebody tried to sell her a collection. It's amazing. So,
well, the cool thing about Jackie Onassis was she wore high fashion jewelry. So there's a question that we do at our home shows of, how much do you think her pearls went for auction? And it's not really how much they went for. They went for a lot of money. But the fact was is that she was wearing high fashion jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And that says a lot to us that you don't have to have real pearls. I mean, it's nice when you have them.
Mm-hmm.
But on average, most of us are wearing some kind of high fashion jewelry, which is nice.
So when you said it's a high fashion, you explain what you mean a high fashion jewelry.
Well, high fashion is kind of like the bridge between your fine jewelry and your costume jewelry. So you need to take care of it like fine jewelry, but it's going to last you longer than the costume jewelry that you might purchase.
Okay.
Yeah, but
Jackie, tell me about the show, home shows. How is that set up? How does that get to people?
Well, when you first start, or typically, like you would have a party at your home.
Mm-hmm.
You have your girlfriends come over. And then as a jeweler, we set up our trays, we have our samples of jewelry, and we just have fun. So
it sounds like you do some education as well while you're there.
Yep, we have mostly a mannequin, and we show you different ways that you can put your jewelry together. We have cool things that are called enhancers, where they're magnetized, and they flip over a chain, and you can change one color to the other color. We wrap jewelry around our wrists. We have little things called clip-its where we clip the jewelry behind. We show you different ways that you can wear your jewelry.
Cool.
So the whole point is to get more usage out of, one necklace where you can wear it five different ways. And there you're saving money. You're not spending so much on your wardrobe. You're just changing out your accessories.
You said that the highlight was that jewelry can make you slimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how. I want to be tall, blonde, and
very
So how?
Well, more importantly than that, I think jewelry makes you feel better. Like, days that I get up and I don't put my jewelry on, I'm kind of sluggish and blah, blah, blah. You know, with the days that I get up and I get myself presentable and I put on some piece that just makes me feel good, I feel so much better walking out, and it gives me the confidence, to walk out the door. But a lot of women like to wear small diamond studs. Very popular, right?
Or pearls.
But sometimes it's all about proportion. So if you're a heavier woman, you need to increase the size of your studs. So you got to call your husband and say, look it, I need
a
5.
Hey, baby, this is too small.
You can go high fashion, and we have beautiful studs that are just gorgeous, So that can help you. You change your proportions to help yourself.
How do you know your proportions? I mean, let's say if you're, if somebody looks at you and they say you're pretty a medium-sized person, how would you know it's the right size stud for your ears or for your face?
Well, I always think bigger is better, but
it's no good on you.
Right. I think it's also about your confidence. You know, like a lot of women at our jewelry shows, they might say, oh, I've only worn silver. I don't really wear gold. I only wear small pieces. And if you're a bigger woman, you should really try wearing a little bit more of a substantial piece, because the whole idea is that for to go from your thighs to your eyes. You want to accentuate the what God gave you, the good, you know, your eyes, beautiful nails, you know, accentuate
right.
those natural things that you have.
So how do you know what color, how do you know what color suits me? You know, because I, nobody can accuse me that I don't have confidence, but I don't like a big jewelry, and I have the one you see here almost 20 years. That's from my children, and I've never taken it away. So how do you know what, if I want to show my blue
well,
eye?
If you have blue eyes, then I would wear, like, a blue drop earring, you know, something that would accentuate your eyes. As far as gold and silver, you have to, like, try it. You have to see, you know, stand out in the sunlight. See how your skin tone looks when you put a piece of silver on versus when you put a piece of gold on. You can visually see the difference in that. Yeah.
Because I just one thing, and we have a listener. I know for myself, I never know it's you, because sometimes I like to wear silver and gold together.
Mm-hmm.
So especially
silver and gold
together
is great.
I always heard that was a rule. If you're going to wear silver, you wear silver.
Yeah.
If you're going to wear gold, you wear gold. You don't mix them up, unless it's like those tri-colored pieces that, you know, are intertwined, you know.
And you never change your pearl earring? Because
I do.
Saw,
I usually wear a silver loop, or I wear these. This one, you know, I get from my hubby. I wear them.
This size, she needed they with a diamond.
So if you just tuned in, we're speaking to Jackie Nadell, and she's here with her beautiful ManyMerryDays.com, which beautiful pieces of what is it? Premier design jewelry, not fine jewelry, not costume jewelry. It's the good stuff in the middle. And tonight you have the opportunity to win a beautiful piece. It's an open heart crystallized chain pendant.
Okay.
And so just call in to 347-945-7246. Let us know how you shop for your jewelry, what you do, mistakes you've made, and, you know, let's have a great time tonight. We're going to take a quick a caller.
Yeah.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi. Hello?
Hi, you have a question for us tonight?
Actually, I was calling in because I wanted to win the necklace.
What is your name, dear?
My name is Stav.
Yes.
All right, Stav. How are you tonight? And so how do you deserve to win our real piece?
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend is currently serving in another country in the army.
Oh.
And and I don't really have any like anyone to spoil me or anything like that. So I thought maybe I'd find a way to spoil myself.
That's why you deserve to win. I mean, how far he's from here?
He is a long, long way. I don't even know how many miles it is, but it's across the pond, you could say.
Yeah. And that's why so maybe he can buy you some necklace.
He could, but it might cost a lot to ship it over.
She won't get it on time. Maybe he'll surprise
you.
Yeah,
we'll get it on time.
Jackie needs to decide if he deserves it or not. And I know that you send up the request on Facebook, and you tell the story why you deserve to win the necklace. And do you wear a lot of jewelry, dear? I mean, may I ask how old are you?
I'm 21.
All right. So
I only have, like, my set pieces of jewelry. Like, I don't go out of the box too much. I have, like, one necklace that my parents gave me when I turned 16 and, like, a ring I got for myself. And that's pretty, like, some random earrings I got from, like, you know, off the street somewhere. Nothing too crazy. I'm not, like, I don't know. Only if it's really unique, I'll go out of my way to get it, but.
Okay. It's a good statement, you know, that she wants something just. You have a question for Jackie?
Yeah, how do you decide what jewelry, like, you personally like? Do you like the more unique things, or do you kind of go with, like, the hearts and the flowers, like, more, like, you know, sort of basic design, or do you like when it's kind of, like, crazy and out there?
Wow, it's a good question.
When I first started this, I love manatees. I went swimming with them in college and all this stuff, so I used to, I have a gold manatee necklace, and that's all I wore. And as I started, being involved with the Premier Designs, I just tried little by little, you know, adding color. The cool thing is that, say, fuchsia is one of the hot colors. Let's just say that was out there. Well, I might not feel like going out and buying a long dress in fuchsia. So I could find a necklace that had some of that color in there. So as I'm getting older, been longer in this I'm picking out the bolder pieces. I'm making more of a statement. That's now, but before I would start with smaller items, I would add a lot of bangles, longer earrings, and now I'm really going out and buying the bold because I found out it's not scary. It's first, when you first wear it, you think everybody's going to look at you and say, oh my gosh, look at that big necklace she's wearing. But nobody says that to you. They're just like, oh, you look nice, you know? And so then you try new things. You keep trying.
Yeah, we're talking about big necklace. When I saw the one of the Vogue journal, it's now you can wear a giant, a big pearl. That's the new necklace. All right, so stay tuned to the end of the show, and you'll find out if you're the winner. We don't know. So thank you so much. And
thank you.
Thank you. We need to go to break. We'll be right back after this message.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, tune in to Rightstream Radio Network for Just Believe with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, here on the Rightstream Radio Network. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Rightstream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Rightstream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Rightstream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Rightstream Radio Network.
And here we are again, Family Power Hour, every Wednesday, 7 to 8. You can find out this at the Facebook page, Family Power Hour. And please go and see all the information. And, of course, you can call us, 347-945-7246, and call us and convince us why you should win this amazing silver necklace. And as I mentioned before, look at all the jewelry. It's really, you know, you just want to put everything on you and have fun. And I'm sorry you can't see this. You had a great question to Jackie before we came back for the break.
Yes, I wanted to go back to the love of providing women with this information and the business of this project.
Right.
And you have a website, right?
Yeah.
What is your website?
Mine's manymerrydays.com. Mm-hmm. And Shakespeare, for one of his friends were getting married, and that was many married. He gave them many, many, many merry days, is what he said. And so I just shortened it to Many Merry Days because I wanted it to be romantic. I wanted it to be heartfelt, you know, and something I liked, you know, I would remember, and a gift. gift, you know, because we're always giving things. So jewelry is such a great gift to give,
yeah.
You know.
Diamond, it's forever. The Marilyn Monroe said that is the best.
I think it's the number one gift item, jewelry.
Yeah, the jewelry.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how much did diamonds, it's for statistic, people buy more diamonds or more trending jewelry?
Well, with us, it's a lot of the trending,
yeah.
Trending jewelry. It's a way to, you know, be part of a trend through the high fashion jewelry. And as women, we switch out our jewelry all the time. So high fashion is a good, good way to get into trends and stuff like that. A lot of women will buy that own a lot of fine jewelry. They'll buy our jewelry as travel jewelry, so they don't want to take their fine jewelry with them on a cruise or whatever, you know.
I have a question. Let's say that maybe a lot of the women are going to be interested. Let's say that's what I should wear. One, I'm going to the business meeting, and I, the presenter, what I should wear. Something big, something dramatic, something small. I'm it's a luncheon, a professional meeting, and I'm the speaker. What should I wear?
I would say you would want to wear navy blue, number one, just to be a presence in the room. Navy is a great color for business.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on your size, you just would wear your jewelry proportionate to you. So if you're bigger, you would put more up at the top. If you want to appear taller and slender, you could wear long necklaces. You can wear the necklace.
What about the bracelets?
Bracelets are a hot item. You can stack up your bracelets. We show you how to take necklaces and wrap them around your arm to make it look like a bracelet. Cocktail rings are really hot right now, you know, the big, huge ring.
This is for the professional business?
I always wear a big ring.
Yeah.
You know, I wear my expression points. You know, I talk a lot with my hands. So you will definitely see bracelets and you'll see rings on me. You know, if I want to draw attention to my face, then I'll wear long earrings because of the way my face is shaped.
All right. Number two, I'm the mother of the groom.
Watch it away. I would say definitely pearls. You know, you can't go wrong with pearls. But nice pearls that glass beads. Our pearls are glass beads dipped in this luminescence.
Do you have here in
the same way
we can describe
Chanel.
To our listener about the pearl? All right, keep talking and we're going to find the pearl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a strand in my purse because I was wearing these earlier.
It's not really just one. Oh, it's very, very
nice. These are called Lady Fair, and all of our jewelry has a name. So as you get into this, you'll start learning
very
the name.
Nice.
You'll notice other women wearing jewelry that's the same as your. And you'll be like, oh my gosh, those are the lady. So these you can take off. You can wrap it around your head, your neck.
Yeah, I like it.
You can clip them behind you. You can tie them in knots. We have a strand of pearls. They're called opening night. They're $39 and they're 90 inches long.
Mm.
We show you how to do everything with those pearls.
Wow, you know? Sounds like you could actually
we crochet
pearl
them.
Into your hands.
And the cool thing is that when you go through our catalog, you'll see the QR code on some of the pages. People with smartphones can just click on that QR code. And up will come a video of how to wear different jewelry, the different ways,
cool.
You know, the different things. But I love pearls
yeah.
The way.
So, and again, number three, when I go to vacation, it doesn't matter, just, but I know a lot of listeners just listening right now, when I'm going to the first dates, what should I wear?
I would wear something bedazzling near your face.
Okay.
That attention right here, right here.
Not
nowhere
here.
Else.
That's for a later
over
date.
Over here. First date, up here, buddy.
Looking in my eyes.
Yeah. Any
know?
Special color, any special that's going to be attention. It's the first date. She's nervous. She wants to have a good impression. Something you can recommend about?
Well, I like I love all the, you know, the natural stones. It just depends on your personality too, you know. But definitely to draw attention to your face is what I would do.
So if you go with a small bird, that's, you have a very shy personality. If you go with a big one, that's when you're very... All right, this is a tip for the men. Just pay attention to
that. Yes, let's, I'm glad you brought that up. Now it is Valentine's Day, misters out there, and if you are still kind of hunting around, you know, you might want to check out manymerrydays.com and really get some guidance as to what your special person may want to wear.
And it's not too late. You have time until Friday. And how? If I want to order the catalog, how can I find the catalog?
Well, on Many Merry Days, and I believe it's my contact page, there's a link there. And you can click on the link. You type in code. The code word is bling, B-L-I-N-G, and it'll bring up the catalog. So if you want a catalog mailed to you, I can mail catalogs as well.
Okay.
Now, for those guys who are really shy about buying jewelry, what's a tip you could give them that say, you know, you can buy this and you won't go wrong, you know?
Well, most of the time I find out about their girlfriend or, you know, who they're buying for, you know, her personality. And the cool thing is we have all kinds of different jewelry. We have small pieces. We have... charms, we have things with sayings on them, we go into even larger necklaces, so we have a big, wide selection of things.
Great.
So typically it's personality
and it's reasonable prices, I mean it's not too expensive.
Oh, yeah, very affordable,
okay.
Very affordable.
And if you buy a ring or a bracelet or a necklace, it's not mean that it's engagement, just a gift. Yeah. So don't be shy.
Just Valentine's Day.
Just Valentine's or just a gift. Yeah. We have another caller?
Yeah, we do. Hi, you're calling to the Family Power Hour. You have a question for our guest tonight? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
I have a question. I go on there to buy something off the catalog, and I don't like it. What do I do? And, you know, what do? Do I return it or, you know, explain that to me if I go on there, because I see something I like and I'm not sure if I get it and I don't like it, what happens after that?
Okay. Let me just rephrase your question. It's a very good question. Thank you. The return policy.
Well, in the first 2 weeks, we return anything and you get another item, whatever the same price item is. After 60 days, if something happens to it, because it is high fashion jewelry, for $5 plus tax, we return that item. So now it's not supposed to last forever, you know, but you should get a few seasons of wear out of it.
Okay. But I think what she's asking, and I try to, and correct me if I'm wrong, dear, that I saw something in a catalog, it was amazing, I bought it, I paid, and then I say, you know what, ça ne sait pas, that's what we say in French, it's not this. What I can do, and I don't want anything else for the catalog.
Typically, the way that we sell our jewelry is through a personal interaction. You cannot buy our jewelry on the internet.
Yeah.
The only thing that we have on the internet is you can see a catalog, but you cannot buy it on. So it would be a personal. You would know me, and I would come out and see you, and we would exchange it.
If somebody is listening out there tonight and they really want to talk to you about some of the items that they're seeing on the catalog, what contact information do you have for them?
They can email me at Jackie@ManyMerryDays.com or call me at 561-762-6491.
Can you repeat the number again, please?
561-762-6491. But just to tell you, most of our jewelry is sold through home shows. Where you have all your friends there. So returns are not an issue. The company is extremely great about that.
For you, dear, did Jackie answer your question?
Yes, she did. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and enjoy. I'm so sorry you can't see what happened here in the studio. In my office, it's amazing, and we try everything, you know. Right?
Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much, and happy Valentine's.
So the home shows, what's the incentive? Any incentives for the host?
Of course. We always have different incentives. And The main ones that the hostesses receive 30% of their show total in free jewelry.
Wow.
And they have two different gift cards that they can earn. And the first gift card is like, say you're going to have a party, right? And you say, okay, Jackie, I want to have it on February 28th. So you keep your date. You don't change your date. You are going to, and you go out and you talk to your friends and people who can't make your party, they might want to place an order. So we call those pre-orders. And with $100 in pre-orders and keeping your date, you get a $50 gift card and free jewelry.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about this, and I belong to so many women organizations, and so many women want extra money. So maybe it's an opportunity for women to earn extra money. Can they do it?
Oh, yes. This is a great opportunity.
So
in fact, that's how the business started, is to help single moms out there.
Oh, how?
So that they could stay home with their children during the day and then go out and, have a job at night with the party. And Premier pays me 50% of everything I sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I could meet you in Publix. And this has happened to me, mm-hmm. Where somebody goes, I love that necklace, and I sell it off my neck.
Oh.
I mean, 50% of that. Opportunity, there it is.
Yeah.
But let me ask you, let's say I'm a single mother with two small children, and I want to earn money, and I'm a very shy person. I don't have a lot of women. I'm not belong to any networking women group. And how can I reach another woman to have a party like this?
Well, we have what's called a training show.
Yeah.
So you invite your friends over, and I, as your mother or in Premier, we call mothers and daughters in Premier, I come over and I do the show for you. You are the hostess. That's all you have to worry about. But at that show, you make 50% what I would normally make, but you're making the money, and you get the hostess benefits along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But and so you invite your friends. Now your friends, because they love you, they're going to have a party. And eventually what happens is you end up meeting complete strangers. So from one party to the next party to the next party. So it's not always just friends and family. People say to me, oh, well, what happens when I run out of friends and family? It doesn't happen because you end up meeting new people all the time.
Do I need to buy the jewelry as like a consignment? I mean, how is that?
We do, but you don't have to. We have a gold package and a silver package that you can purchase along your fee to belong. But you don't have to. That's the way I started. I didn't buy any jewelry. I had that party at the beginning, my training show, and I got a lot of free jewelry to start my kit off with.
Awesome.
And then we also allow you to purchase jewelry at 50% off. So I purchased a few with the money that I made from my show. I purchased jewelry too. And I'm always replenishing my kit. I have sample sales because we have a catalog that comes out in October for the holidays. We have another one in January that comes out for the spring line. And in July, we get a brand new large catalog. Mm-hmm. So I always replace it.
So I don't have any long-term obligation to stop whatever I want to?
Yep.
Or what?
Yeah. There's no quotas. We call it dating premiere. If you end up getting involved and then you don't like it, you can have a sample sale, sell all your stuff, then, there's...
Yeah. That means that I need, if I do the silver
silver package,
So I need to buy the I need to buy the jewelry, and then I need to get rid of them if I want to stop selling.
Yeah, but it's very easy.
The jewelry
sells itself. You should see my house on my sample sales. When I have going from one catalog to the other, this last one, I think I had maybe 25 ladies. And
it was last Friday.
Yes,
it was good. I know. I'm sorry.
But they know about my sample sales. They wait. I usually have them before the holiday. So people are coming, and it's very easy to.
So it's amazing for all these women that you want to have extra money. You don't need to invest a lot of money. It's not obligation. You don't tie forever. And you just, it's fine, I have extra money, it's amazing. So if you want to interest, you find more detail and more information about this, call Jackie at 561-762-6400. 491.
Yep.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I'm also having kind of like a meet and greet at the Dunkin' Donuts on Gateway in Boynton Beach. And that's going to be on the 26th from 7 to 8 o'clock, where I'll have the, you know, samples of the jewelry. I can explain further about
how it
works.
Can you repeat the location? I mean, that's
it. It's going to be at the Dunkin' Donuts on Gateway and Congress in Boynton Beach on the 26th of February between 7 and 8 o'clock.
All right, so
we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, if does this business allow or lend itself to fundraising activities and charity opportunities for everyone. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Here we are again. Good evening, everybody. This is Family Power Hour every Wednesday, 7 to 8. And you know what? Just introduce yourself. Who you are here?
I am Sheena Benjamin Wise, your family law attorney here in South Florida. And you can reach me at 954-783-9737. And you can email me and tweet me, but you can email me at sbwise@wiselawoffice.com, and you can tweet me at sbwiselaw.
And I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg, clinical psychology and family therapist here in Boca, and I do a lot of sessions via Skype, so I have a session all over the world. And
what's
can,
your motto?
Yeah.
What is your motto? What is your little saying?
I don't believe in long-term therapy, I guarantee you start to see results after the first session. And after so many years, what I do, that's, I can stand behind the statement. And you can reach me at 561-271-7106, and you can email me and drbeisenberg@gmail.com, and you can go to my website, drbeisenberg.com. And I have a Twitter account every I need to remember it by heart, but it's not going to be this. It's not going to be this time because I don't remember.
Dr. Billy E. It's not that hard.
I don't know how to do it. But I need to learn. And Daria, you need to give me another hour to how to tweet. Go back to you, Jackie. You start to say about charity.
Yeah. I do a lot of fundraisers.
Yeah.
And there's different ways that we do fundraisers, where everybody can take home a catalog. They receive orders from their friends. I give incentives. And how I started this was my kids were doing a fundraiser at school. And then we would go out and we would sell certain items. And then they came back after we sold, like, I don't know, say $200 plus of things. They came back and what they gave them as a gift was like a little frog from, you know, eating. And I was so disgusted that I'm like, you know what, this isn't right. Somebody, if you're going out and doing this fundraising, you should be able to get something that's a nicer thing. So I came up with these programs where if it's kids, they get to choose at different levels of a piece of jewelry. So if you're selling jewelry, you should be getting jewelry as well. And for the boys, since we don't really carry male jewelry, I just go out and I find some cute things for them, you know. So,
What were some of the organizations you've raised funds for?
I've done bands, you know, high school bands, middle school bands, twirling, baton twirling. We've done that, cheerleading, and And now my latest one is I'm putting together like a mini fashion show for my girlfriend that works at First Southern Bank. And
cool.
her charity is Deliver the Dream. Mm. And that's going to be on April 3rd at the bank for in Boca. And what we're going to do a little bit different there is we're going to kind of have like a shopping thing. We've got a woman that in Delray that provides not, you know, like secondhand clothes, but nice clothing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to accessorize with the jewelry. And we're going to have my models walk around. And you're going to be able to purchase the whole outfit. Or you can just shop it, you know, for the jewelry. And 25% of that is going back to the charity. So, and in addition to that, she's also going to receive free jewelry on top of that, that she can use for silent auction gifts, any kind of things, plus cash. So I really love doing the fundraising part of this business.
I hope Jody Sampson and Tasha Hirsch from Festival of the Flute, they're doing a lot of charity, going to call you because, it's amazing.
It.
It's a charity every year in Broward, and it's a big, big charity, and I hope they're going to call you just so Tasha and Jody. And we have another
sure.
call. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good evening. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, hello. I was wondering, I had been to one of these premier parties years ago, and I bought a necklace. I know they have, you know, the new modern styles and things, but I'm a little older, and they did have something that I thought was just, you know, perfect for my everyday use, and I wear this piece over and over again, and I constantly have people asking me about it, and I just wasn't sure if they have anything similar. Or how often do they change the styles? Is, you know, there a spring collection, or is the catalog the same for the year? Because I'm trying to locate something that looks somewhat along the lines of what we had. And it was a combination gold and silver, and I'm still wearing it, and it still looks perfect. But all my friends are asking for it. Oh, where'd you get it? Where'd you get it? And last time I had heard it's no longer available, but I haven't looked at the line, you know, in the last year or so to see if there's anything similar. How do I go about that?
It's a great question. Before Jackie going to answer you, I have a suggestion for you. Go to our Facebook Family Power Hour and make a photo picture for your necklace, and it's going to be easy for Jackie, for us, to see if we can find something similar. So, Family Power Hour, and it's our Facebook page. Make a photo picture. It's very easy. If I can do it, definitely you can do it. And it's going to be easy for us and Jackie. But go back to the question. It's a great question. That's are you keeping all the new, the old style with the new style? So if I bought something with this lady, how can I find something similar?
You can find something similar. It depends on whether or not the item has been retired, because we do change. Mm. We change with the styles and stuff like that. And we have a catalog that comes out, our main catalog comes out in July, and then we have a catalog that comes out in October for all the holiday selections, and then again in January for the spring. So if it's something that's a little bit older, she might not find it, but I'm sure we can, you know,
find something. Yeah, but
lower.
If you're going to find
it, not that old.
So you
should have bought 10 of them.
Shouldn't go to water. But I'm really serious. That just and then we're gonna respond to you if we can find it. So can you tell your name, please, or you don't want to tell who? What is your name?
My name's Susan.
All right, Susan. All right. So we're gonna remember you, and we're looking forward to see the photo picture for your item. And definitely we're going to respond to you no matter what, if we can find it or not. And thank you so, so much. And have a very good and happy Valentine. That's,
same to you.
Thank you.
Okay,
I have a question for you, Sheena, and then something about the season. You as a family attorney, do you find that people, when people just get a divorce, they argue about jewelry, in case a diamond or, you know?
Are you kidding? Yeah. I mean, I think the gentlemen usually are the ones who are the first to point to the woman's jewelry box and say, she's got all this stuff. And they may not know the value of it. They may not know the difference between what we're talking about tonight and what, you know, you'd find at Zales, but but they will point to that and say, oh, no, 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 she's got plenty, and if she's going to go after my, you know, my stereo system or my music collection, I want half of that.
One of the good tips to say, you know what, it's not really, just look real, but
it's
not
beautiful.
Really.
But then the women, you know, some of the women are, you know, really protect their pieces, and they say, you know, maybe similar to the caller that we just had who have this one piece that they love, and you
or
know,
you could use one of ours. Half of the money.
I'm just curious again, we're talking about divorce. What happened is if she got a very expensive ring with his mother, she need to return the piece?
It depends on when she obtained that piece. If she obtained the piece before they got married, it's hers. She can keep it if she wants.
Before they got married? Not after.
If she got it before, it's a gift he gave her, it's hers.
Okay.
If she got it after, then it'd be considered marital, and it could be divided, or it can be determined who should have it and so forth. So, yeah, it depends.
So, Catherine Middleton, now you're wearing all the queen jewelry, you know, so it's yours. Because, no, but it's not hers because of the marriage.
Yeah. Yeah, the queen is a little bit smarter than that.
We're talking about seasonal. In Florida, we have two seasons. One is hot and one is hot and humid.
Yeah.
So what's the difference with color with seasonal? I mean, is it color, special color for winter? Because I remember you shouldn't wear white at the winter. Right now we can do it. So, not in Florida, because
that rule is suspended in Florida.
I think it is. I think it is. Yeah.
So what's the color for summer, the winter?
Well, right now the hot colors are pastels, you know, pastels, and then deeper colors to offset the pastel colors. So the way that the designers explain it is kind of like blue, you know, sky blues and greens and those colors are what we see every day. They're like the backdrop. So the pastels are the backdrop, and then you add touches.
Because when I did my research, it's the purple, it's the new black.
Oh, purple is the best color for jewelry. Everybody always thinks it's black, but it is not. Purple shows your jewelry the best.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great tip, everyone.
Yeah.
Purple
What color I need to put in the purple? That's because in black you can wear everything. What's it?
Well, with the purple you can wear anything, too. You can wear dark purple and then a lighter purple or grays.
Purple.
Tops of orange, you know. The one of the things to remember about jewelry, and that's fine jewelry and high fashion jewelry, is in Florida our humidity levels are ridiculous, right? So that's what tarnishes your jewelry. So, you know, when you're shopping for shoes and you get those little packets of stuff in there, put those in your jewelry box because that will keep your jewelry from tarnishing.
Oh.
Another great tip.
And to clean it, you really don't need any harsh chemicals. You just need a little bit of dish soap and water and wiggle it around in there, and your jewelry will be sparkling.
Well, maybe you can take a clear nail polish and just, it's windy.
I've never heard of nail polish before, but I've heard you could use Alka-Seltzer, you know, drop it in Alka-Seltzer. You use a little bit of ammonia. But really the best way to clean it is just with a little bit of dishwashing.
And toothpaste. It's clean. I know my silver, this is amazing. I would toothpaste and that's why I clean my
Well, that might be for fine silver. You know, high fashion you just have to be a little bit more careful.
You start to say that's the gold coming back. What do you mean about this?
Well, I guess gold, before you would see not so much gold on women, but in the last couple of years, everything in a lot of our stuff in the catalog is changing to gold. You see more people wearing gold. We have gold, silver. I don't know. We just see a lot of it.
Do you want to describe? I know it's not TV, and I'm sorry for this, but do you want to describe a little what you have
some
here?
Some of the most popular.
Most popular that. And try to imagine, because it's a great item here.
Okay, I'll show you.
All right. Okay. Here she's come. Wow. Okay. All right.
So remember I told you our jewelry is not only affordable, but it's versatile. So our whole point is we want you to switch out your accessories, not go out and have to buy a brand new wardrobe. So this chain I have here is a beautiful silver chain. It's nice and thick. It's called Louis II. But the cool thing about our jewelry is we have these what's called enhancers. So you see how it's red on one side and it's teal on the other?
Wow.
And
okay, yeah.
What you can do is you just take this and you clip it on there. So one day you can wear the teal side, the other side you can wear.
You buy one,
very
you get
cute.
Two.
Yeah. And then a lot of women, say you have a small diamond necklace that you want to show off.
Yeah. I know.
But you can do what we call is framing. So you'll have your smaller necklace here. And to draw attention to the smaller pieces that you might like or you got from your husband or whatever, a family heirloom, you just take a longer necklace and you frame it, kind of like a picture.
I see.
You want to put your favorite picture on the wall without a frame.
Yeah.
So that's what the longer necklace does. It frames it. It draws your attention to the centerpiece.
You're not afraid to make all the combination. But I have a question, because when I see this, it's an amazing piece. It's very big, an amazing piece. What age? I don't think.
What age?
Your daughter, she's 12. She's a teenage. What age women can start working? I mean, and I don't see a lady with a 75 or 85. I don't. Maybe I missed.
I see them all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have a lot of older women doing it now because of the economy. The economy has really, but who better than older women to do this?
Mm-hmm.
They have a style of their own. They've already gone through the years to know what style it is.
Yeah.
The whole point isn't staying with what's the latest trend. Okay, you can be trendy, but the whole point is to be fashionable and develop your own style. So older women doing this, it's a great business,
I know you for so many years, and with you, everything looks amazing. I think if I'm going to wear what you wear, it's going to be like a Christmas tree.
No!
Well, there's another trick to that, too.
Yeah, all right.
You want to wear between 5 and 11 pieces of accessories. So if you wear
5 and 11.
5 to 11. If you get any more than 11, start taking things
11
off.
11 is
you know?
A white high number.
Yeah.
I think.
Let me explain what it says.
Okay.
If you have pretty nails, that's an accessory.
Oh.
If you wear glasses, that's an accessory.
Okay.
Your bags and everything. So usually I wear about seven to eight pieces of actual jewelry. You count your earrings as one. And so we can tend to get a little bit crazy and want to wear everything at one time, so you just look at yourself in the mirror, and Chanel said this, and right before you leave, take one piece off,
Okay. Yeah, it's a great tip because I didn't know it's glasses, nails.
We have another caller, so let's see if they have a question for you. Hi, you're on the air. You're on Family Power Hour. You have a question for our guest tonight?
Hello,
guys.
Hello,
how are you?
Hi.
Any question here?
Question of age. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering about age came up, and I had that one big question. So I have an 18-month-old daughter, and she wears earrings and a necklace. Depending on where we go, sometimes it's all going, she's wearing jewelry already. I mean, I've been wearing jewelry for a long time, ever since I can remember. I look at pictures. Is there a certain age for little kids to start wearing jewelry?
How old
is
she?
Or is it more of a cultural thing? She's 18 months.
18 months. Okay. That's before Jackie's going to answer you, I know that in East Europe, they used to do a piercing in my age, was a long time ago, I used to do the piercing. And I would say, piercing for the baby. And then right now, in all over the world doing this. But it's a great question. Jackie, what is your answer?
Personally, I don't find anything wrong with it. As long as she's not going to eat it.
It's a real goal.
It's not going to cause But I think little girls look cute.
They look adorable.
One thing you need to learn, you need to do what's best for you and your daughter. And if you feel comfortable to do so, don't care what other people are saying. You know, just smile and say, it's okay. You're the mother. You know what's the best for your children. And she's not allergic. And she's not just, you know, put in her mouth. And if it's okay, it's okay.
Right.
You know, people are going to tell you what's right or wrong, and it doesn't matter. As long as you know what to do.
And we have a lot of styles for young girls, too. We have, like...
She's talking about the women and infants. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
no,
she doesn't have little...
Oh, she's got
baby... We have...
Little baby earrings.
Yeah, little earrings, little necklaces.
Did she have the piercing?
Yes, she has her ears pierced.
All right, good.
Ladybugs. There's a cute little set of ladybug earrings and necklace to match.
All right. Very good. All right. That's
awesome.
You know what? And again, can you do us a favor? You don't have to, but can you do us a favor? Go to our Facebook, Family Power, and post your photo picture for your daughter. I'm really curious. I'm sure she looks cute. And and if you want to do it, it's okay, because it's really amazing. And do what is good for you. That's don't care what other people are thinking about this. And you have the answer. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, dear. Wow, it's great.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I remember what I did the person for my daughter. I think she was... No, she did, but I said she was 18 years old, I think.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, you know, because as I told you, the East Europe, the people used to do, I'm coming from Israel, and it looked like, you know what, she's, it's like a old people, you know, from East Europe, and everybody is doing this. I have three of my, you know, so many years.
I pierced both of my girls around 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
And then I pierced myself at the same time because I felt guilty about inflicting that kind of pain on them, so I said, well, I'm going to do it to them. I'm going to do it to myself, too.
You did it yourself?
Yeah.
How did you do it?
No, I went and I got them pierced the same day so that I could say
yeah, but
I got
nowadays
that.
They just...
Yeah, that's why. But I see, right now, you know, I see so many young people try to put, to do like in Kenya and Africa, to put the earring inside.
Oh, yeah.
You have just how many?
I have two.
You have two. I think it's the same. You have the same kind.
Yeah.
All right. So, Jackie, before we're gonna say thank you, do you want to do the closing for this show? What's the tip? How people find you? What people want to do the business? Just brief. Can you tell us?
I think that this is a great business to be involved in. The amount that you make versus a lot of other companies out there is very generous. You know, nobody else has our marketing plan like we have. Everybody wears jewelry. The one thing that I thought was really cool about this company is I didn't have to know about makeup. I know, you know, and little by little we teach you, we help you learn about different styles. But really, you could walk into a house, set down your stuff, and people will buy it just because the jewelry speaks for itself, you know. Mm-hmm. And the company behind it is a wonderful company. They have a guarantee on their items. They really, every year I go to Rally out in Texas, and it's handmade in the United States, the jewelry, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is
a nice thing. Most of our stuff is made in
the United
States. All right.
But the way that they have guest speakers that come just really... are about the women that are doing this business. And men are in there, too, but it's mainly women.
You can find... Sorry, go ahead.
So thank you so much. I mean, she's specializing in premier designed jewelry. So please call us 347-945-7246. Go to our Facebook page and let us know if you have any interest so we can connect you with Jackie so that you can get the pieces that will make an impression on people you are yet to meet.
Yeah. And tomorrow we're going to post some of the photo picture we took about this. And again, before I say thank you so much, Jackie, that do you know, we're talking about love, about jewelry. Let's talk about heart. February is the Heart Month Awareness. And next week we have a very special guest, Dr. Maury Rosenbaum from the Boca Hospital, Regional Hospital. And he's going to talk about how you can know the sign for the architect, how, what's the new technology, what to do. And he's going to be our guest, and we're talking about love, how you can be a...
So tonight we had an open heart pendant that was available to you,
yeah.
And next week we have a heart surgeon to come.
Yeah, doctor, he's not, I don't think he's a surgeon. Mm-hmm. You know what, I know he's MD, maybe he's a surgeon, but he's a cardiology, and his name is Dr. Murray Rosenbaum. Thank you so much. And just before we go in, just Sheena, what is your phone number?
My number is Sheena Benjamin Wise. You can reach me at 954-783-9737, or you can send me an email at sbwise@wiselaw.com. Check out my website at wiselawoffice.com.
And when you get into divorce, now she has more knowledge about jewelry. She can give you
I know the jewelry.
And I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg. I'm a clinical psychologist and family therapist, and you can find me at 561-271-7106. And Jackie, you can find Jackie at
561-762-6491.
And Jackie, we love you to come again, because if we didn't cover everything yet, you know, and it's amazing. Have a very happy Valentine, and all the best, and all you need is love. Thank you so much.